from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, I'll tell you what, Aquaman is going to have a new movie coming out soon.
He's a rocket.
He's a rocket.
That's actually a good move for them.
That is a good move for them. Wow. When do the Warriors see Dylan Brooks? Oh, they see him November 2nd.
Hey.
Sixth game of the season.
Look out for my Rockets.
Hey, Shane Goon.
They play hard for Ime Udoka.
They do play hard for him.
Emphasis on hard.
Jalen Green, Shane Goon.
Rockets coming out to play.
That is hella. Come on.
Rockets coming out to play.
He puts out so many mixtapes, I don't even know what's what. Draymond, dude. The summer of Dre.
Rockets coming out to play.
Is he the best Potter alive in terms of athletes currently in the game?
Well, that's what he does.
He's got Potter alive.
Well, they're in competition for the podcast of the year.
Who?
These NBA players.
What award? Who's giving that award?
He won it last year. So you got all the smoke pot. I forgot who's giving it out. I got some pot. Look it up, Spinotti or Lubman. Podcast of the year. Sports podcast of the year, I believe. And Draymond won it last year.
No.
He's got competition, though. You got Matt Barnes and Stack Jack. You got Jeff Teague and Club 502. They're rolling now. You got Iguodala and Evan Turner, the point forward or whatever it is.
Pivot or something?
You got the Pivot podcast.
Yeah, that's a different one.
That's a different one, but they're in the category. They're in the Pat Bev podcast.
He's in Saudi now. Saudi money, Pat Bev.
Don't forget the JJ LeBron podcast.
Oh. He was in Israel, Pat Bev.
That's a big mistake, then, Matt Bev.
I'm sure. Don't forget, Curry's got a podcast.
Don't talk about that.
Yeah, he's done two episodes? Bob Myers had a podcast. He did like two episodes.
Yeah.
Kind of shoved it. So I'm saying, all these podcasts, dude, Draymond's got to pump it out. He's in competition. It's a deep category.
Right. Tel Aviv of the Israeli Premier League.
Yeah, that's where he's at.
The IPL. The great IPL.
He said something the other day about Darvin Hampson. You know, Darvin Hampson told me he made a mistake. They should have rolled with me. Kind of like D'Amador Lenore telling Richard Sherman, you know, I went up to Steve Hooks before the Super Bowl and said, I think I should play the slot. And then, I mean, look, that may be true and all. Y'all held the Chiefs to 19 points. They were doing nothing on offense.
Are you really going to do that? Like,
and then, hold on.
Okay.
And then Richard Sherman telling him, you know, next time, just go straight to Shanahan.
Do we have that sound?
Right. Just go straight to Shanahan. He'll find it here. Real quick, pods on the trade rumors.
This is my first year going through something like this, so to have your name kind of rumored in something that you necessarily can't control is definitely different. Something that, you know, as a college kid, as a high school kid, you don't have to worry about because there is no trades. So that was definitely different. But at the same time, it was a good feeling that to know that, you know, you're wanted across the league. Teams see your value. And at the same time, you see how much value Golden State I have there. So it was good to be a part of that, go through it, But I think Mike and I think Joe did a great job during that process of just being transparent with me and my agent of kind of what was it looking like, what was it going to happen. You know, basically at two different points in time, they told me I wasn't going to go anywhere. So I felt that as an extra confidence booster that they see a bright future for me as I do myself. You know, Joe during summer league said he thinks we have an all-star, and I agree with him 100%. And that's something that I strive for and, you know, plan to do in the coming years.
I like the perspective. I like the perspective. That's a hell of a perspective to have on that one. You could get deterred. You could get pissed off. You could be like, man, I'm in all these trade rumors, but you don't love me. I love that answer. I love that answer. Hey, league values me. Cool. Warriors value me. Cool. Let's go. I know I'm a valuable piece in this league. I just love the answer. I love it. I love the perspective from a second year pro.
It's just tough. I don't know, you know, how you navigate that. I would have no idea
right. How
that would go down. You see your name circulated. You got an agent, the ownership,
right. There's
a front office. Like, I don't even know where I would begin with all that.
It's tough, but to have that answer and that perspective, I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
I've got no problem with that. oh, boy. Burke, I do know about the Portland scene up there. Burke and Creek, if you see the Xfinity Bulletin text line. I do know about the scene. You get in for $5. $5. Have the time of your life. Diameter Lenohar. I don't know if you saw the text line.
I'm just looking at you.
No. He was just, you know, talking about the Portland scene. You know?
Portlandia?
You could call it that.
Well, that's it. It's like a, what do they call it? Skit show.
You get some voodoo donuts and then...
Are they brother and sister? They look alike.
No, those Fred Armisen and I forget the other actress's name. I'm okay. Not sure, but no.
You don't know what that show is?
No, I don't.
Portlandia, you never heard of it?
Uh-uh.
And it's like a skit show.
Nah, is it good?
My wife watches it from time to time. It's whatever. It doesn't do much for me.
No.
But a lot of the stuff she watches doesn't.
Estimated, yeah, there's not a lot of TV I'm watching these days. It's a lot of sports. A lot of video games and a lot of sports.
Well, I mean, after freaking House of Dragons just totally...
Yeah, they did bomb that last episode.
Thank you.
They did bomb that last episode.
Thank you.
That was a little weak.
They're stretching this into too many seasons.
Yeah, like, you just got to get through it.
Like, Bear, come on, man.
I don't want to see a season four.
When am I going to see the guy with no eye fight Damon?
Right.
Like, let's do this. What are we doing?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. The guy with no what eye.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no.
The skinny guy.
It's not Aemon. It's Aegon?
It's Aemon, yeah.
It's Aemon?
Aegon's gonna die. He's lying in the bed.
Well, no. They got him out of there.
Yeah, but he's going to die.
They're all going to die.
They're all going to kind of die.
Well, it's kind of the whole story.
Well, feels like Steve Wilkes' day because everybody's just stomping all over his grave.
Who is he with right now?
He's nobody. He got fired late. All the jobs were filled up.
Poor guy.
All the jobs were filled up. First time in like 18 years he's not coaching. Damn, and Niners really ruined Steve
Wilkes. You hold Patrick Mahomes to a touchdown in the Super Bowl, and then you get fired.
Yeah, you hold him to 19 points. He was the better coach. The audacity of Shanahan throwing his headset in
overtime. As that game went on, though, they were leaking oil defensively.
Yeah,
because they were holding on the whole game.
Yeah, Drake Greenlaw was hurt. They was on the field.
They got the picks. What does the offense do with them?
You're playing Logan Ryan. If I shout out to Logan Ryan, but damn. I love Logan Ryan. Got to meet a great guy.
Logan Ryan.
Shout
out to Logan Ryan.
No,
because
he got signed.
Logan Ryan.
He got signed late in the year, and you asked him to play. Hey, you're going to play the majority of the snaps of the Super Bowl. Like, Logan Ryan's a great dude. Great dude. Can't put him in that position. But here's Diablo Lenore with the Richard Sherman's podcast, which he's always wearing a 49ers hat in, which is so odd.
And when he goes into the Hall of Fame as a Niner, it's going to be great.
Richard Sherman's just...
Why are you being such a hater?
Let me be a hater for
once. He had to get his money, Bonte.
Somebody's
Why are you tripping? He's worried about the security long-term financially of him getting his money. Stop pocket-watching. Sherman needed his money. He could get hurt tomorrow.
Well, that's why Uzz gone. Uzz gone. And it doesn't even correlate with the two. Doesn't correlate whatsoever, but you can have that. You can have that one.
You can have that one.
I know you hate me. You can have that one. Richard Sherman podcast.
He needed that third year guaranteed.
I talked to Wilkes before the game, and I was just telling him how I was feeling. You know, I was like, you know, me, I watch a lot of film, so I was just seeing where the ball was going. And I was like, it's mainly in between the hashes, you know, it's going to the slots. Like, they don't really got no dominant outside guy. Right. So, like, I was telling them, like, I feel like I should be in the slot this game. Like, I never came to him, because I never questioned the coach, never questioned decisions or nothing. I came to him. That was the only time I came to him And I said that. But, you know, they had their philosophy and what they felt worked, well, was going to work. And they made that decision. So I was like, all right, I'm going to just roll with it. And I'm going to just try to do what I can to help us win.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you this from experience. And as an old man who don't play no more, just go talk to Kyle.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, at that point, look, if you get any kind of feeling in your heart, any kind of inkling, any kind of, just go talk to Kyle. Let it, hey, it's his team. Is this what do you want to do with it? Because I think that'll move the needle next time. Like, if you'd have said that to him, you'd have been playing inside the Super Bowl. And that would have been the end of it. Like, he would have lived with it. He would have lived with it because it was a gut feeling from you. It's one of those things, the universe and the energy and all that. It would have happened just like that.
Maybe you should have walked to Shanahan in Super Bowl 54 and said, you know what? I can no longer guard Sammy Watkins. Put somebody else out here. Put Emmanuel Mosley on his side. I mean, come on, Sherm. Go straight to Shanahan. Like, we really should. Wilkes is gone. Wilkes is gone forever. He's no longer. We knew who the scapegoat was. They were 5-0. Like, here's what gets me about the whole Wilkes and Niners thing from last year, and all the distraction gate and everything about
called
that.
Called the worst blitz situationally everyone who's ever watched zero football blitz. Has ever seen. I'd have fired him at halftime.
Right. Well, you should have fired him at halftime. However, the Vikings scored 6 points in the second half. The quarterback threw 2 interceptions in the fourth quarter. But we want to talk about Wilkes, right?
Well, let's do that.
It was a horrible call.
Game-changing
horrible
play.
Call. But Tarvarius Ward had his hands on the football. He had his hands on the football.
There was no time to do anything.
If he intercepts that, we're not even talking about it.
You just play prevent and you lay back.
It was a terrible call. But let's not act like Shanahan has a great call every single play. He doesn't. But in the Super Bowl, we're going to throw that out there. Like, I get it, Deion Lenore, you want to play the slot? You probably should have played the slot. He probably should have moved you to the slot. Well, let's act like the Kansas City Chiefs didn't punt like their first 7 possessions.
Look, I'll meet you in the middle. I probably wouldn't have said it. Not now. Maybe 5 years from now. Maybe 10 years from now. Right now, I probably wouldn't have said it. Hearing it, though, as opposed to reading it, I don't think it's as salacious as it's made.
Yeah,
I think Sherman kind of makes it worse. But
Sherman
just
makes
go
it.
To,
that's
go
what,
to Kyle.
Yeah, just go to Kyle next time. Just forget the D coordinator. Nick Sorensen. Don't go to him. Don't go to your DB coach. Just go straight to Kyle. That's what I would have done.
So is that what Ayuk? Is Sherman telling Ayuk? Go straight to Kyle.
I don't like the fact that Sherman thinks he's some ambassador for the San Francisco 49ers. Go make up with Pete. Go make up with the 12s. And go be a Seahawk ambassador. Because the way he dogged it that last year during the pandemic in Glendale, Arizona, when Josh Allen was looking his way the whole time, cooking his ass at State Farm Arena. And then, oh, you know what? Well, I know I'm not going to be here. We got 5 games left. 5 games left. You talking about I'm not going to be here because this guy got to get paid. I'm so over Richard Sherman. I'm so over him. Come on. I never wanted to be a Niner in the first place. I hated the fact that he was a Niner.
He was a great Niner.
He was a cool Niner. And then Devontae Adams.
Season.
And then you know what happened? We saw it. We saw it happening, and we didn't even want to talk about it. The Arizona Cardinals game, when Jimmy threw for over 400 yards, down 16-0. The guy to have a game, right?
The guy to have a game.
Richie James Jr.
Wait,
had to sick
which of the
sick,
guy to have
sick,
a game?
Sick kick, he had the kickoff return to the 16-yard line. Richard Sherman got called for 2 pass interferences, and that's what we all knew. Uh-oh.
Was that DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah. We were like, uh-oh. Richard Sherman gets beat deep.
Mm.
He gets beat deep. And then Devontae Adams did it in the Super Bowl. And then Sammy Watkins, and it was like, yeah, we watched the film. We knew we could get Sherman. It was just a matter of time. So I don't want to hear from him no more. Go straight to Kyle Shanahan.
Let me defend Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman.
He was trying to get his guaranteed money. You know, the life of an NFL player is short. You got to get every dollar that you can get because, you know, these greedy billionaire owners.
That guy, he even got cooked that first year. Remember the Kansas City game with Jimmy Garoppolo tore his ACL? Boy, Mahomes was bombs away to number 25. He can't play. He's playing press bail. He was bailing before the snap. He was backpedaling during the audible. Jesus Christ, Richard Sherman. Go straight to Kyle. Leave Steve Wilkes alone. He's gone now. Who's going to be this year's scapegoat? Huh? Huh, 49er fans? Who's going to be the scapegoat this year? Poor Nick Sorensen. This was coming up on the game. Come brought on. To you by Save Martin. Look in California. Brody Brazil, NBC Sports California.
Hey, y'all, it's Leisure Man. You listen to the 95.7 again, The Morning Roast with Fonte and Sasky. Oh, baby.
Brody Brazil. Brazil, Lynn Moments. What up, Zucci, man? By the way, join 95.7 The Game at Hardy Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. Before we get to Brody's Brazil, let's go up to Fairfield. Make it quick, RJ. Make it quick.
I can make it quick. Hey, Bonte, the lack of respect you have on Sacramento, man. Not once did you mention this King versus the Warriors.
For what?
In that schedule, man. So,
for what?
How many national games for the big-time Kings?
Yeah, how many? What, 12? Yeah. 10?
Maybe, but check this out. We're the best team in California. We asked Spadoni. We swept the Lakers. We knocked y'all out.
Did it get further?
Just saying, man. Oh, all right. Hey, just real quick. Hey, I'm happy for the Valley. People in Sacramento, Fairfield area, we get to finally watch baseball, guys.
Hey, listen. Y'all. Hey, hold on, RJ. That's ruthless right there. That is some ruthless stuff right there. January 5th is the first game between the Warriors and the Kings at Chase Center. Oh, yeah, get rid of RJ. That was a ruthless shot. Guy, put him in Alcatraz for a week. I don't want to hear from him for a couple weeks. Seriously, RJ, come on. Clean it up, RJ. I got something I want to bring up after we bring in Brody Brazil. We'll do it after Brody Brazil.
But crush Richard Sherman again? Or
No. I'm not.
Maybe like finally admit that Steve Wilkes wasn't great?
No, I admitted that. But he told you midseason he didn't know to scheme. We scapegoated him.
He
because Nick Bosa said so. You know, and he was actually the better coach in the Super Bowl because Kyle Shanahan, we got all scared to criticize Kyle Shanahan.
The most important game of the season, Wilkes showed up.
Until the end when Kyle had to slam an iPad.
But that's because it was an overtime because of him.
Yeah, because Kyle didn't know the rules. So, look, you know.
Teams knew where the bar was, though. Teams win and lose.
You defish.
But the totality of the season, you could tell which side of the ball wasn't as good as it should have been.
I want to get to my guy, Brody Brazil, NBC Sports California, A's and Sharks pre- and post-game. And you know what? I love Brody because his underrated knowledge of obscure Warriors. I like Brody. I like when he's in the newsroom, man. Brody.
Montego Cummings.
Brody was naming names, putting me to shame. I say, dude, Brody, I'm trying to keep a job around Keith here, man. Jennings. Keep it down, Brody.
Clifford Rozier.
There we go.
There you go.
Mark Jackson.
Rest in peace, Clifford Rozier, right? Did he pass away?
What?
No. Who was it that passed away? Oh, man, I hope I didn't do that.
OG Cliff Robinson.
Cliff Robinson. Clifford Rozier. Felton Spencer. Tyrone
Victor
Hill.
Alexander.
Vincent Askew. Vincent Askew. Way back.
Yeah, Clifford Rozier passed away in 2018, Brody. Wow. Can you believe that? Louisville's finest.
No.
Yeah.
And here it is 2024, and I'm just finding this out. Yeah. By the way, guys, if the Brandon Ayuk news happens in the next 10 minutes, I'll hang up. I'll just listen, right?
No. You can give us your thoughts on Brandon Ayuk. Give us your thoughts. I don't even know where we're going with that one no more,
close,
man.
If they're close, it's going to happen. Like, they'll find a way to fudge the numbers a little bit here, a little bit there. I think they are close, but I don't.
Who knows?
Interesting.
What's more tiring, the Brandon Ayuk saga or the A's stadium saga?
I appreciate you putting it that way. It's fatiguing. It's heartbreaking times 10. It's been numbing for me to go through the cycle of this season of, you know, covering the team on a day-to-day basis and getting invested in baseball. Oh, look, there's Mason Miller. Oh, look, there's Brent Rooker hitting home runs. There's Shea Langeliers emerging as, you know, big name backstop. And then you realize, oh, wait a second. All of this kind of means nothing for those of us here in the Bay Area as soon as this season is over. And I know everybody's been aware of this, and I really, you know, Shasky and Bonte, I really do appreciate you guys. I know I was listening this morning in the 6 o'clock hour on my bagel run. I heard you guys talking about this. I really appreciate you dedicating kind of today's show to not only this weekend series A's Giants, but the end of Oakland and San Francisco in pretty much any sports rivalry. This is a big deal.
Well, you know, I'll speak for myself. I know Bonte and I have similar but yet different, you know, upbringings when it comes to just living in the city and the Giants. Like, my dad was a diehard Giants fan, and we grew up toward Candlestick. And when we were, you know, going to games in the 80s, there were a couple thousand people at the games. And my dad used to have Wednesday afternoon noons off, and we would sit in the family pavilion, and there'd be very few people there. And the first ball I ever got was a Chris Brown home run. You know, the old pullouts, the 49er pullouts in the family pavilion in right field. He hit a ball that went down underneath. I went down, I grabbed the ball. There were so few people there. Like, it was literally five-year-old me going after that ball and nobody else there. And my dad used to bring beers and stuff into the game. He'd hide them into his coat because there's no one out there. And And the A's were the shining jewel of not just the Bay Area, but of baseball. And they had the three consecutive World Series teams, and they had the most popular closer, and they had a manager who was a star-studded manager. They made the trade to go get back Ricky Henderson, and they had McGuire and Canseco. And it's just where they were 30, 40 years ago and where they are today, it's just... It's a crazy flip-flop because I don't think younger Giants fans understand how big the A's were and how small the Giants were.
I think it's obvious to me that the Bay Area can support two teams, but two teams that are equally trying to pace themselves and get better and stay good and not turn over their roster every handful of years and try and get that new stadium. Look, the Giants have been running and the A's have been power walking at best, sometimes just sitting down on the curb doing nothing. I also think that right now and this weekend and these final couple weeks here to see the response. And look, I'm a Bay Area guy. People know me, of course, from covering the A's and Sharks in the last 10, 15 plus years. I'm a Bay Area guy. I've got friends and family on both sides of like the Bay Area baseball scene, let's just say. And it's reminding me right now of the days after October 17th, 1989. You guys are Bay Area guys. Were you, you're old enough? Old enough
7 years
that?
Old. Yeah. I'll never forget. I was feeding the cats in the backyard when game three was about to, about to happen. And I swear to God, I remember the first thing I did as the house was shaking. I turned on the TV. It's like, Grandma, the TV's not working. Giants A's, what's going on here? And not, little did I know, there was an earthquake.
Yeah, but you remember the time after that and how everybody was all of a sudden, it was the rivalry. And we were two games into the series at that point, but how the Bay Area totally turned from, oh, baseball, battle of the Bay to, oh my gosh, like there's tragedy happening here. And look, lives were lost. So I'm not going to say that the earthquake and the A's moving are of the same, well, magnitude, that's a bad word. But my point is like, it's the togetherness of the Bay Area and Giants fans even realizing, looking across the Bay saying, wait, even we don't want this right now and we're not happy about this. And in some, you know, small consolation way, I think it's a great feeling and it just shows who we are here in the Bay Area. But again, I think we're at a point too to recognize that none of this really actually needs to be happening.
No, it doesn't need to be happening. What's your favorite moment between the Bay, between these two teams in the Bay Bridge series, as you are the architect of the new trophy, the Bay Bridge series trophy, of course.
What are we going to do with that, by the way? Do you guys want to have a ceremony, a dumping it in the Bay ceremony?
No. I don't know if you're into wrestling, but we should melt it down, okay? Like the urn was melted down and turn it into a chain, you know?
You realize that trophy was made of the original Eastern span of the Bay Bridge. Yep. It's already been melted down once.
Melted down again.
You know, Abonte, if you're asking me for a memory, like, it's hard to not just think about the World Series, and I'm not saying that to rub it in, I promise you, right here, right now, but because that set a tone for the, I mean, I was 8, 9 years old, it set a tone for the rest of my life of how cool it was to have two teams, and one would be good, and the other one would struggle, and then the two would flip-flop, some years they would both be good, you know, and honestly, that's kind of what we're losing here.
Well, I guess, Brody, you're saying, like, oh, this is avoidable. There's never a good time when, like, your team packs up and leaves, right? St. Louis lost the Rams, even though it wasn't theirs to begin with, and they left for a definitive spot, L.A., which everyone across the country said, well, you know, you're going to L.A., and they're going to build an amazing stadium, and that's where the ownership wants to be, and they were there originally. This one's so unique in that they don't even know where they're going. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't know how they're financing anything. It's just, and to your point about being avoidable, like, I can't take anything this ownership group says, does, the actions, their plans. I can't take any of it seriously because there's never any money that they've put down saying, here's our investment. Here's how we have skin in the game. Like, it's just, I just don't understand how A's fans are going through this right now, because I'm not even an A's fan, and I feel like this is just absurd how this is going down.
To your point, there are so many options still on the table. And at this point, there should probably be only one clear, distinct path, and the trip to Sacramento is interesting. I don't know that it gives us any more finality to where they ultimately land. I mean, it's almost like, wait, Sacramento, that could be the detour that keeps this team even away from Las Vegas. And even down there right now, they're talking about going through the motions, but to your point, there hasn't actually been the dollar amount, the contribution. I mean, they are demolishing right now Tropicana Hotel. I was down there about 6, 7 weeks ago. I walked around the perimeter of the site, there's not a single sign that would say, here, the new brand new home of the Las Vegas A's or anything, or Major League Baseball is coming. It's literally just boarded up. There's nothing about it. I mean, wouldn't you take that opportunity to make a splash, to engage right. in that community? And I know maybe that's two steps ahead, but if ultimately that's what you're doing, right now is not too early for that. So I don't understand a lot of it. I know a lot of people have looked at me and said, well, you've been very critical of this. I'll tell you what my goal has been this entire time, is to document all those questions you have, all the things that don't necessarily make sense. How do you get a baseball park on 9 acres? How do you get fans to show up? Essentially, like, if you were going to build a stadium in New York, would you do it in Times Square? Do you think that's the ultimate place for Yankees and Mets fans to go show up to a baseball game? Probably not. So there's a lot of questions. There's not a lot of clarity.
Well said there. Brody Brazil joining us on the River Islands Guest Line, All Guest Line, 95.7 A Game, appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? I did, and it is awesome. River Islands in Lathrop here. So take me back, Brody. Was there any point in time over the last 20 years that you thought, boy, we're about to get a stadium? Did you ever think it was actually close? Never?
Oh, no, it had quite a few times. I mean, as recently as 2018, 2019, and honestly, even into 2021, before parallel paths were announced, and before 2023, when the ultimate, you know, April 19th turn was made to Las Vegas. Vontae, here's the frustrating part. There was nothing really standing in the way of this moving forward in Oakland, minus one thing, a development agreement. And again, money is attached to the development agreement. Who's going to pay for what? What's the sequencing of things? Like, the other part about Howard Terminal is you could have just built a ballpark. You didn't need to do the whole development all at once. That's what the A's were interested in doing. And that's a very tough thing. Look at Oracle Park. You know, those new buildings that have popped up across McCovey Cove? We're 25 years into Oracle Park, and they're now just getting to that. You have to do it in phases. But the point is, though, going back to when I thought it was done, there were so many approvals, an EIR, a BCDC approval to actually build on the bay. These are things that even if the A's really wanted to do it and those things didn't happen, they could.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Couldn't pay their way out of it. They couldn't make it happen. All those things fell into place. The only obstacle of this not happening in Oakland was their doing, was their decision in saying we're turning our backs on this. Granted, there was a Peralta site. There were talks about Fremont. There were talks about rebuilding at the Coliseum. The Howard Terminal one was so real. It was so tangible. And it was just so left to just wilt and die.
What's the hardest part for you to swallow right now as this is going on?
It's personal. It's professional. Shasky, you got me.
I apologize for that.
No. I want to try and get this out because I think this is important. I was putting my son to bed the other night, and he, you know, we have good talks, like when he's tired and when he's honest, and he goes, "Dad, I want to go to one more A's game." I didn't know what to tell him. Like, I want to go with my wife and maybe my parents and extended family, but I know I'm going to be a mess the entire time. I've even work-wise, I've just avoided going there this year because, sometimes at a funeral, you don't like looking at the open casket, you know? It's a matter of that. I also look at it as a matter of the 500 people or so who are losing their jobs because of this. Yeah. Or even the people that are quote lucky enough to continue their work and continue working in Major League Baseball, but now have to figure out a way to split their life between the Bay Area and Sacramento. That's not exactly right around the corner. So that's probably the hardest part: the tradition, the legacy, the fact that this has been around all my life, and now it's ending, and I have to explain that to my 7-year-old son. Happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just one of those things where it's just really hard to swallow. And we haven't even got to the last game yet. We haven't even got to the emotions of that.
Yeah.
So we're not even there yet.
You know, Shasky, I got to say, I've been over at NBC Sports Bay Area for 4 years, and I've seen Brody Brazil just go to his desk. He puts in the effort, puts in the grind, puts in the work like nothing's happening. Like, hey, we got baseball today. It's A's Yankees. It's A's Angels. It's A's Rangers. It's A's Mariners. This is a big AL West game. And you talk about being a pro's pro and dealing with this situation, being a lifelong A's fan. I don't know how you and I could do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Giants went up and left. I don't know if the Niners went up and left or the Warriors said, you know what, we're going back to Philadelphia. What do you know? There's going to be two. I don't know how I would have done it. And Brody, I got to say, man, you've been a total pro the entire step of the way, man. If there's kids out there listening, there's kids out there watching you, go be a Brody Brazil. Seriously. Because I don't know how you've done it over the last 4 years or the last 5 years, knowing that this day would be coming. And you handle your business like a total pro, Brody. I'm seriously, man, I look up to you, man, and the way you handle your business on a daily basis covering this baseball team, because it's not easy.
Bonte, I'm recording this right now for my YouTube channel. So I got me on video right now, and I hope you see this later, because coming from you and what you just said and the way you said it about me, I've got a tear in my eye.
Because, no, seriously. You set the tone,
it's
man.
It's been hard. Yeah, you're spot on.
And you're a total pro in the way you go about your business. Every single gig getting ready for that pre- and post-game show. It's not easy because we're all fans at the end of the day. However, yeah. How can we suppress our emotions on a daily basis when one of your teams is leaving? So I applaud you for that, man. And I think you're a better broadcaster for it. And I think a lot of kids should look up to you. This is how you handle a situation here. So let's land on a good note.
No, I'm not done with him.
I was going to ask about Mac LaCelebrity, baby. The Sharks turn around.
No, I'm
Let's
not done
go.
With him. No, we got plenty of time. We got his whole career to talk Mac LaCelebrity. I want to end this on a really good note.
Well, that was a good note.
No. Better. Even better. All right. Let's do Brody versus Butcher right now. My Ooh. Ultimate San Francisco Giants lineup versus the ultimate Brody Brazil Oakland A's lineup.
All right. Do you want me to just go through the? You want me to go through the?
Yep. Right now, I got first base.
I mean, it's got to be Mark McGwire for the A's.
McGwire. Okay.
49 home runs rookie season.
I'm going to go McCovey.
All right.
Second base.
I mean, this is a weird one, but I think I might say Jed Lowry. This dude is a hitting machine. He's retired, but I feel like he could still come in a game and hit a double right now.
I'm kind of with you there. I got to take Jeff Kent, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, I'm going to take Jeff Kent. All right.
No washing his truck. Don't wash the truck.
Exactly. Enjoy the game.
I miss Jeff Kent. He's at Texas A&M looking mad. Like, it's so red. It's like, dude, Jeff, smile a little bit.
Hey, this kid's balling. Third base.
Oh, this is the hardest one for the Oakland A's. Is it Matt Chapman? Is it Sal Bando? Is it Eric Chavez? Is it Carney Lance? I know I heard Sal. I'm going to do recency bias and say Xavi.
Okay.
Ooh, Carney, I love Carney.
I don't know how you didn't go Carney.
Bonte.
I didn't know if you would. I would have gone Carney. Third base for the Giants is Matt Williams.
I think so, too.
Not
the Marine.
Close.
Matt Williams. All right, shortstop.
Miggy. It's got to be Miguel Tejada.
I like that.
Oh, that's such
I
a
like
good
that.
Call.
I like that.
Gotta go Craw, right? Gotta go Craw.
Yeah, you gotta go Brandon Crawford.
I mean, Craw. I'll go
yeah,
Craw.
Yeah, you gotta go
All
Brandon
right.
Crawford.
I miss Brandon Crawford. I miss yeah. Pleasanton Zone. I really
yeah.
do.
Yeah. All right. Now give me your left fielder.
The Man of Steel, Ricky Henderson.
I love
yeah,
that.
That's
no the, doubt.
Ricky, yeah,
no
I doubt. Know.
Third person Ricky.
Could have been traded to the Giants in that 89 season. All right. I'm gonna go Bonds. Center field.
You know, I want to say I want to say Dave Henderson, but I also realize that I'm doing the 89 team here. So maybe, and I know Cespedes was a corner outfielder. Coco was such a good guy. Can I put Cespedes out there?
Yeah, go ahead. Throw Cespedes out there. You want to Cespedes.
If Judge could play center, Cespedes in his prime.
By the way, Brody, true story. I was in Boston the day the A's made the trade for Johnny Lester. In Boston and saw Cespedes' first game with the Red Sox against the Yankees, and I was like, I can't believe the A's traded their cleanup hitter. Can't believe that.
When the Royals stole 8 bases against, I think, John Lester in that wild card game, I'm like, yeah, you might want to actually try and pick a guy off. I don't do that, he said.
I don't throw to first base.
All right, right field. I'm not allowing us to take Stan Javier, who played for both teams. So who's it going to be?
They call me Jose. It's got to be Canseco, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
You got to go back.
Josh Reddick and others, but Jose, probably the right fielder of short time, but all time.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Bonte, who are we taking to right field? Is it Jack Clark?
Gosh, it's Slim Pickens. Giants haven't had a great... I have a soft spot for Ellis Burks or Reggie Sanders.
Hunter Pence?
Hunter Pence. I guess you got to go Hunter, right?
We'll go
He's a champ. Let's go Hunter.
All right, Hunter Pence.
I'm not going to lie. I like to say his lineup a lot better than our lineup.
We're going to go through it. All right, give me your catcher and your starting pitcher.
Terry Steinbach is the catcher, and I mean, if Dave Stewart is listening, how could I not go with my close and personal friend? Smoke out there.
You got to go Smoke.
All right,
the most postseason pitchers of all time.
I love it. And ask Roger Clemens before he joined the Yankees what it was like facing Dave Stewart.
No doubt.
All right, Buster Posey, we're taking. Are we going to go Marichal? Are we going Timmy? Are we going Mad Bum?
This is the hardest one for you, I feel like. Starting pitcher for the Giants. There are so many great choices
I'll let you do this one.
I'm not taking LeVon Hernandez.
Why not? Why not taking LeVon? What about Russ Ortiz?
Hey.
You want to take Mark Gardner?
My heart is telling me take Lincecum.
You know why I like that? Because we got Let Timmy Smoke, and we got Smoke.
That makes sense. That makes sense. You tied that one together. That's why you're the pro here.
Who's your manager?
Theory should tell me Tony La Russa for wins in postseason, but I think the Oakland A's winningest manager is the San Francisco Giants' current manager. Also friend of Brody Brazil, Bob Melvin. Our dog is named Melvin.
Wow.
Gotta go with Bo Mel.
Spadotti over here at A's fan. I don't know if he agrees with you, Brody. I thought you were going to say our how for a second.
I want to recap here. So, this is the lineup for the Oakland A's, the all-time Brody Brazil Oakland A's. McGuire at first, Lowry at second, Chavi at third, Miggy at short, Ricky Henderson in left, Yoenis Cespedes in center, Jose Canseco in right. My God. Terry Steinbach in the squat. And then you got Smoke on the hill with Bob Melvin in the dugout.
Now, if you went DH, Brody, would you go Reggie Jackson at DH?
I'll be honest, guys. I didn't go 72, 3, 4.
That's okay.
It doesn't hit. But yes, I'd probably have to take some players
I'll
off
put him
that.
In there.
Not a closer.
Yeah,
the closer for your team's got to be Eck, right?
Of course.
Yeah, no disrespect to Mason Miller. He needs to do it for a lot longer. Or Grant Balfour. The others, but Houston Street, you're right. No, it's Eck.
Yeah, no, I think Eck, Brody. I was looking this up on Baseball Reference just randomly. I think for a 4-year stretch from like 88 to 92, he walked like 12 dudes or something like that.
No, he was magical. Who's the Giants closer? Because that's another interesting.
Well, see, my heart.
Wilson?
No, it's Rod Beck, the arm. Because if you're gonna have Smoke, if you're gonna have Smoke on one side, I gotta have Beck. I mean,
you gotta have Shooter.
The arm dangling with candlestick wind blowing in the background.
I'm going Rod Nen. I would go Rod Nen because he literally gave his shoulder amazing. For the Giants. Yeah, his 4-year run with the Giants was amazing.
They've had a lot of good closers. You know, I mean, I could go.
Certainly not Camilo Duvall right now, Brody.
No.
Well, coincidentally, Camilo Duvall is playing in the home of the Oakland A's for next year right now, right?
Oh,
he's up in Sacramento. Think about that. Way to come full circle on this, guys.
Brody, I love your team here. One last question, because you're talking about your son, right? And I brought my son to his first opening day this year. And for me, baseball is about my dad and my brother and my kid and me coaching. And just it's a family thing, and it means a lot to me. My earliest memories of going to games with my dad is sitting out in the bleachers and hearing, what's your earliest Oakland A's memory?
You know, it's not even so much the game or the Coliseum, but it was the former PA announcer at the Coliseum named Roy Steele. And team has been lucky to have Dick Callahan since then. Rest in peace to him as well, too. And Amelia Schimmel is the current voice. But when Roy Steele got on the mic and it was, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Oakland Coliseum." It was just that voice. To my dying day, I will be able to hear that voice. And it was something magical about that. I don't know if it made me want to have that voice, which I probably need to drink and smoke a lot more to do, but I feel like it was the soundtrack of that stadium, I think, was one of my first and lasting baseball memories.
I love that.
My greatest Oakland A nickname of all time.
I mean, Coco's up there. There's probably some I can't say. She had like cats.
Have you listened to the show before, Frody?
Salute to the strippers.
I mean, Shasky made an analogy about his son snorting lines last week. I mean, everything goes on his show.
He had a little taste of ice cream, and it was as if he was Scarface at the end of the movie. Lit up like a Christmas tree.
I know nothing about that, but that's what goes on here, Frody.
I'll probably come up with the best one like 2 minutes after we hang up. Sure. But I don't know. There's been a lot of good ones. It's been so many characters on that team, and it's maddening. I'll leave you with this. Beyond nicknames, it's maddening how that team, especially in recent years, just keeps coming up with more talent, more interesting players. I look at the Giants even right now, who would probably love to have Mason Miller instead of Camilo Duvall, or would love to have, like, you want a 30 home run hitter first time since Bonds? You want Brent Rooker? Langoliers and Patrick Bailey, I feel like, are a conversation of who's better. It's just, it's unreal how they keep finding talent, and then it goes away, and now the team is going away.
You're so right. We were just discussing that earlier today. It's like the A's farm system has been churning out talent over and over and over. And then the evolution of, like, just the marketing campaign with the big three commercials. You know, Chavi and Miguel Tejada and all the billboards that you guys had at BART. I'm at Balboa Park in the city, Brody. I'm like, man, the A's got it going on with the slogans or whatnot. The Giants need to catch up. Root beer float day on Wednesday matinee day games. I mean, everything. They've been ahead of the curve. So I wanted to end this on a good note because I know it's a sad, sad day, and it's coming. Yeah. But we wanted to get you on to talk about that, because when we think of A's, we think of Brody Brazil, because you've been holding it down and holding that flag, carrying that flag for a long, long time.
You're a good man.
Boys, anytime. I'm happy to do it. Big fan of the show. I'm glad you guys have been doing it for so long, too. So keep it up, and I will hope to talk to you sooner than later.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brody. Appreciate it. Happy birthday to your kid.
Yep, absolutely.
Happy birthday. Brody Brazil here on the Morning Rush, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. We kind of screwed up here. We didn't have Willie Mays.
No, I have him.
Where? Oh, center?
Yeah.
I might not have said
it out loud. It's like a foregone conclusion. He's the center fielder. Is there any question?
I thought you said Marvin Bernard or something.
No. Oh, so just so like, we should put this out, right? Just our favorite, or, you know, whatever, A's of all time versus my favorite, or Brody's favorite A's versus my favorite Giants. You got McGuire at first, McCovey at first, Lowry at second, Kent at second, Chavi at third, Matt Williams at third, Miggy at short, Crawford at short, Ricky Henderson in left, Bonds in left. I mean, those are the two best left fielders. Ted Williams, I know, played left field too, but I mean, come on. I mean, Jesus. Then you got Cespedes, so we're allowing to be a center fielder. Mays in center field. Canseco in right, Hunter Pence. I mean, today's lineup is crazy, dude. Reggie Jackson would be the DH. You gotta have him in there somewhere. Who would the Giants DH be?
Well, you got McCovey at first. You could go Will Clark at DH
if you want. We're going to go Will Clark.
Or you could go McCovey at DH, and then you could go Will Clark at first base for defensive purposes.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Steinbach catching, Buster catching, Stu versus Lincecum, even though I know the Marichal people are going to tell me I'm crazy.
I think that A's team beats the Giants.
What?
I think that A's team beats the Giants.
And then, well, put Bob Melvin in the dugout. I don't know.
Tony La Russa, Bo Bell working a bullpen.
You got a lineup of McCovey, Bonds, Mays, and it's just like, yeah, now we're going.
Who's batting leadoff for the Giants?
That's a great question. Wait, put Mays in leadoff.
Yeah, I probably would.
Put Mays in leadoff.
I think I put Bonds in the two hole.
Go Jeff Kent. Where would you have Jeff Kent? 6-7?
I mean, he's batting right behind Willie McCovey. Right?
I love how Brandon Crawford's on this list. Just when he comes to the hitting, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just thinking about these guys.
He's an automatic out.
You want to go? You want to go Johnny LeMasters?
Some people, you know what? We said Matt Williams, but a lot of people are saying, why not the Panda Bear? Pablo Sandoval.
Okay, I want people to go back, and I want you to Google 1990 through 1996 Matt Williams stats. In fact, you know, Bonte, you used to do box score Bonte. I'm going to do it right now.
Well, Matt Williams was all-time awesome. All-time team would have Giambi coming off the bench. Wow, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's not bad at all.
Guy, like, for example, Orlando Cepeda is left off our list. You know, like, someone's going to get left off.
Baby Bull.
If we're just doing, like, all-time teams, like, stuff-wise, like, I'm picturing these two teams playing in a series together.
Yeah.
This is going to be sacrilege because Dennis Eckersley is, like, he's from Fremont, went to Fremont High School. He's a Hall of Famer. Stuff-wise, I don't care if it's been a couple months. Mason Miller has the greatest stuff in the history of the A's. I'm taking him as my closer.
All right, so here you go.
Over Sean Doolittle, over Grant Balfour, over Dennis Eckersley.
You're out of your mind.
Now, have you watched Mason Miller this year, Bonte?
Yes, I've watched Mason
Miller. Okay, do any of those other guys touch 104 miles an hour?
Mason Miller pitch?
I don't care how fast he's throwing or how much heat he's throwing with. Go look at Dennis Eckersley in this four-year stretch, and I'll pull up the box
score. Yeah, I got Matt Williams right here.
There's nobody on this God's green earth taking Mason Miller over Dennis Eckersley.
And in that bat against Barry Bonds, I'm taking Mason Miller against him.
Oh, my God.
Not Dennis Eckersley.
From 89 to 96, his 162-game average, Matt Williams, just listen to this. Oh, my God. This man averaged 38 home runs, 114 RBIs. I'll say that again, Giants fans. From 89 to 96, 38 and 114.
I'm actually excited about the Giants.
I mean, just go through and look at it. In a row, 18, 33, 34, 20, 38, 43, 23, 22. This guy was ridiculous, and that was in a strike-shortened season. RBIs. He started out with 50, 122, 98, 66, 110, 96, 65, 85. Matt Williams was badass, dude.
Wow, some people take a Rich Aurelia because of the power. That's not bad. All right, so Dennis Eckersley, during the five-year stretch,
yeah, give
Joe Spadoni.
I'm telling you, in that bat against Barry Bonds, you cannot tell me Bonte Hill, you trust Dennis Eckersley giving up the biggest home run in the biggest spot in the World Series history over Mason Miller right now.
He is a World Series. He did clinch the World Series.
He did.
In game
He's
four.
Really good. He's one of the greatest of all time. If not for Mariano Rivera, it's probably Dennis Eckersley.
Well, I'm saying
let me get these numbers off because you don't want me to read these numbers. So from 88 through 92, 5 years.
Yeah, give it to me, give it to me.
24-9 record, because he was a closer. His ERA during those five seasons, 1.90.
Wow.
220 saves and 360 innings. He gave up 247 hits, struck out 378 batters. His whip was under one. I mean, are you kidding me?
How many walks during that stretch?
He walked. In a five-year stretch, he walked 38 guys.
And he looks like the 70s.
Matter of fact, in 1990,
Always tan.
Speaking of blow.
In 1990, Dennis Eckersley walked four guys in 73 innings.
No way.
The year before, he walked three guys in 57 innings.
That's just so silly. Seven walks over a two-year span.
I mean, come on.
Silly.
Like, put some respect on the OG. I love Mason Miller.
I didn't say disrespectful. That's how highly I think of Mason Miller's stuff. I see Willie Mays on the other side. I need a guy throwing 103 miles an hour is what I'm saying. 104 sometimes, too.
The way his pitches sizzle when he throws them, 38 it's
walks
fun.
38 walks in 5 years.
Did you see Mason Miller in person this year, Bonte?
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Time out.
Were we really arguing Mason Miller over...
38 walks in 5 years?
Are we really going to end the show this week?
How many innings?
What was that?
How many innings total in that 5 years?
300 and... Hold on. 300...
He had 38 walks.
360.
That's a month for Camilo Duvall.
360 innings.
Come on, man.
That's just the leadoff walks.
You know, Spadoni, I love how committed you are to the bit of the current player is infinitely better than the OGs. I respect it.
So in 1989, the World Series, I mean, he pitched in two games. He didn't give up a run. In the ALCS that year, he gave up one run to Toronto, 1.59 ERA in the ALCS. Now, he's had some rough postseasons, there's no doubt. There's no doubt he has.
Well, I mean, Kirk Gibson was clearly on performance-enhancing drugs.
I didn't even realize that's so obvious. I didn't even realize
that Eck. Walk.
I didn't realize Eck played with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, he started in like 76 or something, right?
He's a Hall of Famer.
But he had 150 wins, 150 saves. It's him and Smoltz. That's it. In the history of the game, 150 wins.
Cy Young Award winner, Hall of Famer, MVP, six-time All-Star, ALCS MVP, two-time Rolays relief, reliever of the year. I mean, come on.
Gotta roll out those Rolays.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
My final thought is very simple. You know, Brody brought it up, and I've been thinking about it. You and I are celebrating 5 years in October.
No, we're not. Yeah, on the morning roast?
Yeah. That's
a bit 5
2020,
years.
2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. 2024 is our fifth year.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's been that long with you?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a good thing I'm here.
Damn.
Peanut butter ain't the same without Jerry.
Damn. 5 years too long, if you ask me. No, you know what? My final thought is,
are we the longest tenured morning show at 95.7 The Game?
Yeah, in history.
Are we?
Yeah.
Let's go!
In history. Let's hang that better.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
We need the guaranteed extra year, though.
No, actually, we're in 2024.
The radio host option?
It's 4 years.
Yeah, we're starting our fifth year.
Yeah, starting our, yeah, going into year. Yeah.
5 Octobers, Bonte.
Yeah. You're right. Guru yesterday was not happy with Jason Dumas for not inviting him to the wedding.
Why? Are they
just
didn't
he
like
said
that?
He thought he was boys. Thought they did great radio. They hung out. He thought they had a vibe. So he texts Dumas.
Okay.
Hey man, I just brought you up on air, and I wasn't happy that you didn't invite me, but you invited Bonte. Bonte told me you're going, so he threw my name all into it. Threw me under the bus, which tends to happen around the station. People love to throw me under the bus. It's all good. But it got me thinking. Nick Friedell sent us a text over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Hey guys, I miss you. I'm at James Kincaid's wedding. Now, I shot back and said, hey, tell him the invite got lost in the mail.
James Kincaid works for the Golden State Warriors.
Works for the Golden State Warriors. Yeah. Used to work with him at another station. We did graveyard shifts together, and we built fake Twitter accounts.
Pride
that
Pacific
really
Grove, California.
Yes. He knew Joe Spadoni very well.
Are you sad that you weren't invited?
I'm not sad that I wasn't invited.
You are.
But I do sit back and say, how the hell was Nick Friedell invited over me?
Oh, you're
there's
doing
levels
that.
To it.
Roster politics.
Roster politics. I saw some people. Ryan Covey got married. Shasky was there. I've been doing COVID. We drove down to the Rose Bowl together.
It was a COVID wedding.
Jay? I got a Zoom link the day before the wedding.
Hey.
A Zoom link the day before the wedding.
On Zoom? Question. You smell that?
Oh, no jealousy.
What kind of cologne you got on there?
No, there's no jealousy whatsoever.
I thought you were puffing your pants.
No, I'm just saying. Guru got me thinking. So, I'm not going to text Kincaid. I'm just going to ice them out.
Okay, see, I'm at the point in my life, I don't really want to be invited to your wedding because I value my days off.
Well, we got a couple weddings in September.
I know.
A lot.
Spadoni feels some type of way, too.
Well, it's funny because Jade brought it up to me immediately, and she's like, did Bonte get an invite? You didn't get an invite. Did Bonte one? And then Bonte didn't even get one. So we were both.
Yeah, we just did him a favor.
Young Padawans. Trust me, you're saving money. You're saving the date on the calendar.
I was always an R.C. Davis guy, James. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm R.C. all the way.
Well, you guys are hurt.
R.C. Davis. You know, when you come to the gatehouse trying to give away some gifts, just go straight to money.
Bonte's going
to
invite you to his wedding. It'll be the red wedding from, like, Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm trying to just do the city hall thing.
Yeah, where are you getting married?
Yeah, because I don't want to invite nobody. I don't want to deal with none of you guys on my off day. Greatest day of my life.
Bonte,
you think I watch you guys here?
It's going to be all NBA players and people from NBC and none of us.
Probably.
All sports takes during the ceremony.
Yeah. Oh, man. Lovman, don't even look at me.
We are gathered here today. Clay needed a third year guaranteed.
Well, you know what? Lovman would be mad because there's a lot of black women at that wedding.
You're probably going to miss the break on your wedding, too.
Jesus, Bonte. Jesus! God!
You go black, man. You don't go back. Trust me.
Hey, man, he's dead, dude. Leave him alone.
Anyway, my final thought is, guys, I'm really, really miss this Giants-A's-Bay Bridge rivalry. I know the rivalry's not dead. It will be continuing as a NorCal rivalry, but I am always going to miss the back and forth that Giants fans and A's fans have when they're cheering. You know, you got the A's fans with the Let's Go Oakland, the Let's Go Giants. I always love that back and forth. So I'm going to enjoy this game of BF tomorrow. And, you know, it's a sad ending to what's been a very, very fun and spirited rivalry. So hopefully the Giants can, you know, pull it off this weekend, too. And nice go out the win.
Shout out to my guy, Jeremiah Mazzoli. He came back in the CFL yesterday, playing for Ottawa. Came
Ducks
back
legend.
Yesterday, had a City College legend.
Yeah, Duck legend.
Duck legend. Ole Miss threw for 254 yards yesterday and a touchdown. Shout out to his brother, Elijah. Wanted to sneak that in here. But he got emotional in his first game back, and he got a win in the first win back. So it's pretty cool, man. I love the Mazzoli family, man. Mariah, the parents. I love them all, man. They've been great to me over the years. So
really quick,
shout out to him.
One last bonus thought here. You guys see Nick Cage, going to be John Madden?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah. Okay. Just want to throw that out there.
I didn't like
Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, Nicolas
Cage. That guy?
Academy Award winner.
Yeah, yeah. I'm out.
Yeah, 415, weddings. What a waste. Set up a GoFundMe and go to the courthouse and have family dinner, save for the household. I'm kind of with you there, 415.
It's what the woman wants.
That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Steiny Guru next, and Guru may be mad about something. He may be mad about something. Who knows? Have a good weekend,
everyone. Sports, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.